feeded the sick people. That was before they was giving folks blood, see?
Yeah.
We'd have to buy, the doctor would say, give them, get beef and cook it half done and grind it up and give them the blood out of it. Just have to cook enough to get a half a cup of blood.
Oh, I see.
Out of the beef.
That was, when was that?
For sick people.
Well, did you ever have a kind of bread where they, sort of like hoe cake, but they put it right in the fire?
But that's, but you talking about, I made them plenty of times, ash cakes, that's what we call them. We used to sweep the side of the hearth. See, old people didn't like to spit in the hearth when they had a fire burning in the hearth. And they would sweep them ashes back down to the brick. And then they would make up that ash cake in pones, like pones bread. And some of them would just put it round. And then they'd put it right down there on them on that brick, just naked. And then they'd sweep ashes over that. And it would brown just as pretty. And they'd take it out when it get done. And they'd wash it off with water, rinse the ashes off it. And we'd eat that with buttermilk.
That sounds good.
It was good.
Yeah.
They called it ash cake. Then we had a spider, a big round skillet. And it had legs on it, called that a spider. And it had a lid to it. You had to burn oak wood, and you'd put your coals under your skillet, pull them out on the hearth, and then you'd put your biscuits in there, or your cake, or your pawn bread, and put the lid on top of that spider, and put coals, that oak coals on top of that lid, and baked it your cakes and biscuits and things. And there ain't no stove. I've done all that.
What was it like to cook on a wood stove?
Well, you just had to keep on putting wood in there, then the fire would go out. But now when you bake a cake, you'd have to, see, you can set that oven to 350 or 300 and go on about your business. But a wood stove, you had to set that when you're baking a cake and just put one stick of wood at a time in that stove. Just keep it just heated enough to cook that cake through and through. If you didn't, if you put too much, get it too hot, it'd burn the cake bottom and top, and it would be raw in the middle. So we had to just step there and put a piece of wood in the stove at the time.
Did you
watch it all the time.
Did you use, what kind of wood did you use?
Oak wood.
Oak.
And pine. The men would get out there in the summer, like summertime, they'd have stacks of cordwood like this. Cut down trees, oak trees and pine trees, and they'd have a saw. They'd saw it up, and they were long like this year. But you know, some of the old-time fireplaces were so wide you could put a whole stick of cordwood on them. But the other, some of them, you had to cut it up. But they'd cut it for the stove and for your heater, but we didn't have coal like you buy coal sacks of coal now. We had to burn wood in the heaters. And just had to keep your fire going, didn't it? But if you put oak wood in there, it'll keep fire all night. All you done the next morning was stir it up and put you some more wood in there. But them oak coals wouldn't go out. They'd last. But the pine would burn out.
What'd you use to start a fire?
And we had a, well, we chopped a lot of stumps. We'd go out in the field, find where they done cut down trees, and some of the pines would be fat. They called fat lighter. And you could, some of them used to cook by it in the morning. They'd take a lot of knot and set it on fire and put it up in a rack and cook by it. They didn't have no kerosene. Kerosene doesn't give out. And they'd have to use a lot of knot torch. House would be just as black with
from the
walls, smoke from the smoke. And you see, they had kerosene lamps. And you never had, and if you oil kerosene, you didn't have no kerosene, you had to get in there and cook that breakfast. Because back there, they cooked for a day and be ready to go to field.